Hey everyone, welcome back to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations. This is your girl Laura Bennett, here to dish out some real talk about love, relationships, and how to finally ditch those baggage-filled patterns from the past. Ever feel like you're stuck repeating the same relationship drama over and over again? Like you're caught in a never-ending loop of heartbreak, frustration, or just plain confusing emotions? Well, guess what? You are not alone. Today, we are diving headfirst into the power of unpacking your past to truly heal your present. It might sound heavy, but trust me, this is about self-discovery, growth, and finally breaking free from those old wounds that keep holding you back. We're talking about reclaiming your power, becoming the secure, confident person you were always meant to be, and attracting the love and connection you deserve. Now, let's get down to the nitty-gritty with 5 key takeaways that will seriously blow your mind. First up, understanding your attachment style is like unlocking the secret code to your emotional patterns. Think of it as a personalized map that reveals how you relate to others, what triggers your insecurities, and how those old wounds from childhood might be influencing your current relationships. We're talking about identifying those ingrained behaviors, whether it's anxious clinging, avoiding detachment, or somewhere in between, because once you know the blueprint, you can start rewiring those patterns. Second, let's talk about forgiveness. Now, I'm not saying you need to suddenly become BFFs with your ex or forget about the hurt they caused. Forgiveness is more about releasing yourself from the grip of anger and resentment. It's about understanding that holding onto those negative emotions only poisons your own well-being. When we forgive ourselves and others, we open ourselves up to healing and growth. Third, remember this. Your past does not define you. You're a masterpiece in progress, constantly evolving and learning. Sure, your experiences have shaped who you are today, but they don't have to dictate your future. We all have stories, some beautiful, some painful, but it's how we choose to tell those stories that matters. So embrace your journey with compassion and see the lessons hidden within every experience. Fourth, it's crucial to cultivate self-compassion. This means treating yourself with the same kindness, understanding, and love you would offer a dear friend. No more beating yourself up for past mistakes or dwelling on what could have been. Practice self-care, prioritize your well-being, and remember that you are worthy of love and happiness just as you are. And finally, lean on your support system. Share your stories with trusted friends, family members, or even a therapist. Talking things through can be incredibly therapeutic and help you gain clarity and perspective. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Surround yourself with people who uplift, encourage, and celebrate your growth. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah. She's been stuck in a cycle of dating emotionally unavailable guys, always craving that sense of validation and security she never received as a child. She feels like she's doomed to repeat the same pattern, but then one day she decides to dig deeper. She starts journaling about her past relationships, identifying the recurring themes and triggers that set off those feelings of anxiety and insecurity. She realizes that her childhood experiences feeling neglected and emotionally distant from her parents have shaped her attachment style, leading her to seek out partners who weren't truly present or invested in her well-being. This realization is a turning point for Sarah. It empowers her to break free from those old patterns and start building healthy, fulfilling relationships based on mutual trust, respect, and emotional availability. So let me recap. Unpacking your past is not about dwelling on negativity, it's about reclaiming your power, understanding your patterns, and creating a brighter future. Remember, you are worthy of love and happiness, and by healing from those old wounds, you can finally step into the person you were always meant to be. Now, I want to hear from you. What was one key takeaway that really resonated with you? Did any past experiences come to mind as we talked about attachment styles and forgiveness? Share your thoughts in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. And don't forget, remember to subscribe to Heal Your Attachment Style Daily Secure Affirmations so you never miss an episode packed with love, wisdom, and that extra dose of motivation to help you level up your relationships and life in general. Until next time, stay strong, stay radiant, and keep shining.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.